You talked about the Me Too movement, so I think we should start with that.
In our business, there is a gray area. I remember meeting a tenor once. I got in late for rehearsal and we did the love scene first thing. And after I've been smooching with him for like 5 minutes, we take a break and I said, "Hi, my name's Nancy." So there's this gray area which tends to open the field up a little bit for inappropriate behavior. But what makes it harassment is when the man has the power to hire and fire is making advances on you. One of the conductors took a fancy to me and had me come with him to different orchestras that he conducted all over the world. And he was a very grabby man. He used to chase me around, pawing and kissing. You know, if he was just talking about it, then it was, oh, this is awkward. But if he put his hands on me, I had this, like, do not touch. I almost punched him, and I got mad at him. But, you know, he still worked with me after that. And he used to say, "You see, it is a pity you will not make love with me. But it is not sexual harassment because you still are working with me." Not exactly. That man was caught in the Me Too movement recently. One of my friends asked me to do an interview with, I think it was Washington Post. I didn't because I didn't get hurt by it. Because he also gave me a lot of opportunities as a singer.
How does someone making inappropriate advances make you feel?
I felt like I wasn't there for my talent, but rather for the way I looked and the fact that I was a female. It made me feel smaller. I was valued for something that I don't value in myself. I wanted to be valued for being a singer, a fine singer. We have to keep going forward. Women have been marginalized for centuries, and they are going to continue to be if we don't do something very strong about it. But it's a tough one because we see different people who are very good public servants, and they're getting taken down for small infractions. We don't know, you know, what that might mean to that woman. I mean, what happened to her? Did she have some traumatic experience? We just don't know. So what triggers her isn't going to trigger me, vice versa. But I would hate to see society come to the point where we can't even touch each other at all in a kind and loving manner. I just find it a really difficult subject. It's just, especially in my business, because there's that fallback. If you don't put out and they don't want to hire you, you know, if you were to take it back to them, they'd just say, "Well, you aren't the one we wanted. You know, we wanted somebody else for the part."
We've brought out some real problems, and these problems need to be addressed. And the question is, where is the balance as to what, you know, what all should be included in these problems?
Again, I'll go back to what I said. What's appropriate for me is not what's appropriate for other people. I was given an opportunity to come out against this man, and I didn't take it. I mean, I was uncomfortable. It's marginalizing, but you get beaten up by in so many different ways as a singer, as an artist. You have to put yourself on the line all the time and get criticized in harsh ways. That way, too. It's all unfair. It's such a subjective business.
If you had to define how we went forward on the Me Too movement and how we get that balance right, do you have any ideas?
If we could only trust people, do right, whatever right is. Do not inflict yourselves on other people in a harmful way. Just don't. If you're crying wolf, you shouldn't do that. If you're abusing someone, you shouldn't do that. Be better.